RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents transcribed The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. The exciting news about television is RCA Victor's new line of sets. Again this year, RCA Victor brings you the big advances in television. Every new set is five ways finer for 53. Yet prices still start at only $199.95. Word about these great new sets has reached Phil, so he's very flattered when the board of directors of the RCA Victor Company asked him to come down to their office on a matter of importance. Phil is positive it concerns the 1953 TV line and has taken Elliot along to the directors' meeting to impress him with his importance.
Curly, why should the board of directors want you at their meeting?
Well, RCA Victor's just coming out with their 1953 television sets, and they probably want my final okay on the technical details, such as the electrical circuits and stuff like that there.
Since when do you know anything about electricity?
Since when? I learned it all from my father. He was a pioneer in the field. Long before they even invented electricity, Daddy used to come home lit. He was known in those days as Glowworm Harris. The first time they saw him going around the revolving door, they got the idea for the lighthouse. Great dad, old dad. There was the day that he got caught
all
in
right,
that...
All right, all right. Here's the director's office. Let's go in.
Look, Elliot, just remember that these are our bosses, so act like gentlemen,
yeah.
Because I want to make a good impression, huh?
All right.
All right, let's go in.
And so, gentlemen of the board, I'm of the definite opinion that the TV set we're putting out this year is the best set on the market today.
You can bet your wife on that. Anything our company makes is bound to be good.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, sir, if there's one thing we know how to make, it's television sets. And I want to go on record as saying...
Please, we're having a meeting.
This is absolutely the greatest thing that's happened to the American public since the non-skid bar race.
Just a moment. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Well, you sent for me. I worked for you.
Oh, we're busy now. Come back later and clean the ashtrays.
Look, I'm Phil Harris. I don't clean no ashtrays.
What do you clean?
I don't clean nothing. Maybe you didn't hear me, sir. I'm Phil Harris.
Phil Harris? The name sounds familiar. Phil Harris? Oh, of course. You're Alice Faye's husband.
Well, if I'm not, we're in a lot of trouble.
Harris? We've asked you down here on a matter of importance, and... Oh, but first, I want you to meet one of the big cogs in our organization. This is Mr. Prescott of our home office in Camden.
Oh, how do you do, sir? I've heard a lot about you, and I'm honored to make the acquaintance of a man of your business sagacity.
How do you, Harris?
Yes, sir. It certainly is an honor, Mr. Prescott. Oh, by the way, Mr. Prescott, I want you to meet my... associate, Mr. Lewis.
How do you do, Lewis?
Hi, Baldy.
Will you please be more respectful? Mr. Prescott is a big shot with this organization. Do you realize that he's the first vice president in charge of channel selector knobs? Mr. Prescott has one of the finest minds in Camden.
Well, thank you.
And it ain't limited to Camden. It takes in Newark, Passaic, and parts of Perth Amboy.
That's very comical. Now, look, Harris, I called you down here for a reason. Our 1953 line of TV sets have just been released, and we want you to help us out.
Well, you've come to the right man. By the way, I have some excellent ideas for cabinet designs. Have you ever thought, Mr. Prescott, of making a table model TV set with the picture tube underneath?
Underneath? What's that for?
Bar rooms. You know, all them guys lying under the tables have got to have something to look at. It's pretty dull just lying there looking up at all that chewing gum. Then there's my idea for the three-sided set.
Never mind, Harris. We don't want your advice. All we want you to do is to go downtown and make a personal appearance at an apartment store this afternoon in conjunction with the unveiling of our new line of sets.
You expect a high-priced star like me to go all the way downtown and make a personal appearance at a department store?
Yes, I do.
Will you pay my car fare?
I'll pay it one way. I have a wonderful sales promotion idea. I want you to appear at the store, sign a few autographs, and sing a few songs, and maybe park a few cars. And I have something I want Miss Faye to do.
Oh, Miss Faye, huh? Oh, fine. I suppose you want her to appear in a bathing suit.
Say, it's a wonderful idea. We'll have Miss Faye sit on top of a television set in a bathing suit. We'll take pictures, and we'll have them appear all over the country. We'll have her sitting on top of a 21-inch set.
A 21-inch? You better make that 27. It's closer to her size. Look, Mr. Prescott, we want to do everything we can to help RCA Victor, but I ain't gonna let my wife appear in a bathing suit. And there ain't nothing you can say that's gonna make me change my mind.
Option time is getting close, you know.
I don't care what time you want her suited up.
I knew you'd see it my way. Now, I want you and your wife at the Beverly Hills department store at 2:00. And you'd better be there, because I'm coming down a little later to check up on you.
Yeah, all right. Very well, Mr. Prescott. Come on, Elliot.
Yeah.
It's a fine thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got to appear in a department store, and I got to get my wife to wear a bathing suit. And if I don't, I'm going to get fired.
Curly, Alice is going to refuse to do this when you go home and tell her.
I ain't going to tell her, and I ain't going home. I'll call her and tell her to meet me down at the department store. And then when she gets there, I'll think of some excuse to get her into a bathing suit.
I don't want to hear that excuse. And on top of that, you'll have to think of some excuse to entertain the customers.
I don't need any excuse for that.
Oh?
They love to hear me sing, and it'll give me a chance to plug one of my RCA Victor records. Hey, that reminds me, have you heard my 8th Street Association barbecue?
No.
How come?
I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
Well, your luck has just run out. You're going to hear this.
Oh.
Here's an invitation to a celebration tomorrow night at Lyceum Hall. Go get your glad rags pressed and wear your two-tone vest to the 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress ball. Boogie-woogie thumping starts the joint a-jumpin' and all them cats is climbing the wall. The party really goes cause things is really froze at the 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress ball. There the hardy-tardy meets the harpalardy. That's a fast, really bon ton. The function goes from 10 until they say amen. How they carry on. Grab your sweetest honey, and if you lack the money, the building loan will welcome you call. It only costs an ace to grab yourself some space at the 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress ball. Thank you.
Now when it's 12 o'clock, they have the grand parade. And when it's 1 a.m., that famous masquerade. And when it's 2 a.m., the festive board is spread with the punch bowl, the spare ribs, and the homemade bread. It's pushing 4 a.m., the festive board is clean. They start to cast the votes to find a beauty queen. And when it's chiming 5, the folks resume their jive. They call the man, they want the man. They want the leader of that band. Grab your sweetest honey, and if you lack the money, that building loan will welcome you, cause it only costs an ace to grab yourself some space at the 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress ball amalgamated. That fancy dress ball consolidated. Old fancy dress ball incorporated. The 8th Street Association barbecue and fancy dress B-A-double-L. That's all.
Alice, will you please stand still so I can see how you look in that bathing suit? How do you think she looks, Elliot?
Ethereal.
But I feel silly. Phil, why did you drag me down to a department store in January to try on bathing suits? What's behind this?
Nothing's behind it. Gee whiz. Can't a guy buy his wife a present for Groundhog Day without her being suspicious?
Groundhog Day?
Yeah. Surprise?
Happy Groundhog Day to you. Happy Groundhog Day to you. Happy Groundhog Day, dear Alice. Happy Ground H-O-G to you.
I don't know what this is all about, but I'm going into the dressing room to take this suit off and put my...
But Alice, you can't take the suit off.
Let her
don't
go,
take
Curly.
The...
Curly, let her go. She won't dare take that bathing suit off.
How do you know?
I hid her clothes.
That's a dirty trick to play on my wife. But a job is a job.
Now all you have to do is get her over to the television department.
That ain't gonna be hard.
Phil, call the manager. Get the floor walker. Somebody stole my clothes.
They did. Now don't get excited, honey. Look, I'll go look for him. And while I'm looking for him, you relax. Just relax. I'll tell you what you do. Go over to the television department and sit on a 21-inch set.
Phil, I can't walk through a department store in just a bathing suit. That'll be terribly embarrassing.
What's to be embarrassed about? You're just sensitive. I'll tell you what, Elliot and I'll walk over with you.
Well, all right. And I'd better walk between the two of you so nobody'll notice me. Phil, I feel ridiculous in this bathing suit. Everybody in the store is looking at me. They're staring at me.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Maybe you better take them frogmen flippers off.
I'm not wearing flippers.
Oh. Funny, I never noticed you had green feet before. Oh, it's your shoes.
Oh. Hey, Curly, here's the television department.
Good. Now, all we have to do is...
How do you do, folks? I suppose you're here to see our new RCA Victor television sets?
Well, not exactly. You see, RCA sent us down. They wanted to have a couple of celebrities here for the unveiling of their new sets. And I'm Phil Harris, and this lady here is...
I know. Annette Kellerman.
Now, look, miss.
Awfully nice of you to swim down to look at our sets, Miss Kellerman.
Mister, this ain't Annette Kellerman. It's Gertrude Ed... No, Buster Crabbe. Now, look, mister. We're the stars of the RCA Victor show, and Mr. Prescott asked us to come down and help with the sales of the new television sets.
We don't need any help. Why, do you know more RCA Victor television sets are sold than any other television set?
Oh, splendid.
And no wonder. They're five ways finer. They have wonderful new features, such as the improved deep image picture tube, the magic monitor circuit system, the long-distance reception, and the new automatic UHF-VHF tuner.
Elliot, go get us a beer. The commercial's on.
I am not finished.
Oh, pray continue.
We also have a new, much wider range of cabinets, such as the Wayne, Kirby, Deauville, Lexington, Stockton, Yorktown, Cambridge,
Anaheim, Azusa, and Coop. Come on.
Don't you think they've milked that gag enough? Look, mister, we're not here to see the sets, you see. I'm Phil Harris, and this
is... Oh, yes, Harris. Mr. Prescott called and told me to expect you. Now, I'll go get the photographer. Meantime, Annette, you climb up on top of our Jeffrey model.
What for?
For the publicity pictures. I'll be right back. And please watch my department for me while I'm gone.
Oh, I'll be glad to, and I'll try to sell a lot of sets, and I'll...
That's why you got me down here in a bathing suit. I'm not posing on top of any television set, and
honey,
if you
please,
think for
you
one...
gotta do it, or I'm gonna lose my job. Just a couple of pictures.
Oh, all right. Help me up on this set.
Okay.
I gotta pose for cheesecake yet.
Hey, you look good up there, Alice.
Yeah, she looks all right, but honey, wait a minute. Pose a little. Look, just rest your arms on there so, you know, as though you're kind of feeling the fin... Hey, wait a minute. Better yet, I got an idea. Stretch your arms way up over your head and make a V, like for Victor. That's it.
I beg your pardon. My husband and I would like to buy a television set. What's this model called?
This is our Jeffrey model, lady.
Well, I think this is a very nice cabinet. Do you like it, Henry?
Well, I... Wow, E. Holy Savannah, get a load of that lovely antenna. I'll take that one.
Henry, before we buy it, we ought to see if it gets a good picture.
Oh, who cares? With an antenna shaped like that, who's going to look at the picture?
Why are you so fascinated by that odd-looking antenna? I think it's built very peculiarly.
No cracks about my wife's figure. If you had two children, you wouldn't look any...
Never!
Tell them I don't come with the set.
Oh, I'm sorry, miss. I didn't realize you were a woman.
I did. Is she standard equipment with this set?
No.
Well, in that case, I'm not interested.
Now, wait a minute. Don't be hasty, mister. I'll tell you what. If you buy this set, I'll have her come over to your house 3 times a week and sit on top of it.
Is there room up there for both of us?
That's enough. And as for you, mister, you should be ashamed of yourself allowing your wife to make a spectacle of herself. I think it's disgraceful.
I don't mind it.
You don't? Well, how would you like to see me sitting up there in a bathing suit?
Please, dear, I just ate. Why don't we buy the set?
I won't buy anything from this man. We'll go someplace else and buy our RCA Victor set. Come along, Henry.
Yes, dear. Stick around, Blondie. I'll be back later without her. Oh, I can't wait.
Nice selling job, fellas. We'd better get out of here before you ruin this store's business.
No, now, honey, you've got to take those pictures. And besides, I've made up my mind that I'm going to sell some sets and make an impression on Prescott when he gets here. Because all I need is some people around here to sell to and some way to start them buying. And if I could... Hey, Elliot. I got an idea.
What?
Now, look. I want you to disappear for a little while and then come back when there's a crowd around and make believe that you're a farmer from Iowa and you're anxious to buy a set.
Iowa, huh? Okay, Curly.
Okay, now beat it while I get a crowd around.
Yeah, all right.
How are you going to do that?
It's a cinch. You're going to sing and attract them.
This is ridiculous. And I refuse to sit up here in a bathing suit and sing.
You will sing or I'll turn on the cooling system.
I'll sing.
Why don't we go walking tonight while the moon is shining in lovely light? You can tell at a glance it's a night for romance.
Oh, the night is long, the skies are clear. And if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. why. You're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, and the night is young, the skies are clear. And if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low.
Let yourself go.
Go.
Please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful, delicious, delectable, delirious.
It's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
Hey, that was nice going, Alice. Look at that crowd, you big crowd you just drew. Hey, you should sing more often in a bathing suit.
Bill, can I get down off this television set
now? Not yet. Now, stay up here until I sell a few sets. Hey, honey, get a load of this sales talk. All right, folks, step in a little closer. Each and every one of you, especially that old man from Iowa there who... He ain't here yet. Always late. Well, this time we're offering, for your approval, our new 1953 models. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody wants an RCA Victor television set. Men, women, and especially children. I defy you to name me anything that a school child would rather have.
A license to play hooky.
This kid's like chlorophyll. You find him in everything. Julius, please, don't louse me up. If I don't sell these sets, my sponsor's gonna let me go.
Oh, I didn't know, Mr. Harris. In that case, I'll do everything in my power to help you. Out.
You can help me until my man from Iowa gets here. When I make my sales pitch, just act impressed.
Okay.
Folks, I don't have to tell you how wonderful this set is. Just look at it. Doesn't it do something to you?
Heavens, yes! I can't bear to look at his dazzling beauty. It's more than human flesh can stand. Ooh, the ecstasy. Oh, the torment. Ooh, them pains.
Easy, boy, easy. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the lad is carried away, but you can't blame him. I guarantee that you, too, will fall in love with this set.
That's right. The first time my uncle saw one, he fell in love with it.
He did?
Yeah, and it was a beautiful romance. He left my aunt and married the set.
Honey.
They now have two little table models, one named Wang and the other named Kirby.
Lad.
And a console is on its way.
You know, with this set, that could happen. And if you don't believe me, ask anybody. Anybody from Iowa. I said, anybody from Iowa? I wonder if he dropped dead. Oh, well. Folks, you don't need anybody to tell you that this set is beautiful. It's so graceful. It's so lovely. And oh, I'd like to write a poem about it.
Don't bother. I already did. Breathes there a man with soul so dead who never to himself has said, this is my own, my native set. An RCA Victor I want for to get.
Want for to get? Thank you, Henry Wadsworth Fink. Folks, I want to call your attention to one particular set that I know you'll want to buy. It's a special cabinet. I want you to notice the colorful woods used in it. It's maple and walnut with cherry knobs and has a cream trim.
I'll take that.
Shall I deliver it?
No, I'll eat it here. Well, don't stand there, Mac. I said I'll take the set.
I'm sorry, son, but this is the only model we have of this kind, and maybe one of the other people here would like to buy this set. Would somebody else like to buy this set?
I'd like to buy it, by cracky. It's pretty as a speckled dog in a little red wagon.
That's the way I like to hear you talk. It's a lousy dialect, but that's the way I like to hear you talk. Where are you from, mister?
Broken Elbow, Nevada.
Broken Elbow, Nevada? I thought you were from Iowa.
They made me move on account of my dialect.
Well, we're glad you dropped in.
Yeah, well, I would have been here sooner, but I've been sightseeing. Stopped off in Yellowstone to see Old Faithful. Darnedest sight I ever saw. That son of a gun shoots up in the air every hour on the hour. Looked like a busted water hose.
Thank you, Spade Cooley. Well, folks, you see the interest created in this set. Would somebody else like to buy it?
They can't have it. I already bought it.
I seed it first, and I'm going to get it.
I'll be gold learned if you are odd, doggies.
Oh, now I got Lum and Abner. Gentlemen, just a moment. Maybe somebody else would like to buy this set.
They can't have it. I'm taking it right now.
Get your hands off of my set, boy.
I will not. I got it first, and I'm taking it.
Let go of it. I'm taking this to Iowa.
Oh, stop pulling the set, you two. You're going to not. Look out. It's starting to. Oh.
Somebody else buy this set.
Bill, how are you going to explain this to Mr. Prescott when he gets
here? I'm not waiting to explain. We're going to get out of here fast. Come on, Alice, let's go.
Well, I can't go out in the street in this bathing suit. Where are my clothes?
I don't know. Elliot, where did you hide them?
Well, I didn't exactly hide them, Curly.
Well, what did you do with them? Those are my good clothes. I want them back.
Now, don't get excited, Alice. I'll get them back just as soon as...
As soon as what?
As soon as I find the woman I sold them to.
Folks, this is Phil again. The mission of the National Blood Program is to obtain sufficient quantities of blood to continue to meet the immediate needs for blood of the armed forces and civilians, and at the same time, build a plasma reserve large enough and mobile enough to see us through any national emergency. If blood is to be available when and where needed in saving the lives of our ill and our injured, the National Blood Program will require the support of the entire population. All types of blood are needed. So call your local Red Cross for an appointment to make your donation. Thanks, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Included in this program transcribed were Dick Elliott, Gail Bonney, Bob Sweeney, Bob Jellison, and Herb Butterfield. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. As you have just heard, the new line of RCA Victor television is now at your RCA Victor dealers. Remember, again in 1953, RCA Victor brings you the big advances in television. New automatic magic monitor circuit system, improved deep image picture tube, and the greatest range of cabinet styles and finishes in RCA Victor history. RCA Victor television is five ways finer for $53. Yet prices start at only $199.95. See new 1953 RCA Victor TV at your dealers tomorrow.
Next, hear Theater Guild on the air over NBC.